Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome back. Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast returns. The All-Star break is over, and I'm excited to be back talking hoops with you here on rotogrinders.com. Big thanks to Fantasy Draft. Continuing to throw their name on this very show means the world to me. I hope you give them a look, and tonight, really good idea to give them a look. Their featured tournament tonight, the pick and roll, basically 7.5% rake. So you're looking at like half the amount that you're paying to the big boys. So obviously they've always been very conscious of rake in their contests. They're usually about 3% or more less than their competitors. But today they're going really low. So if you want to support what I do on this show, it would mean a lot for you to go over there, make a deposit, play on Fantasy Draft. And that's a great contest to get involved in tonight. Hopefully you had a nice, restful All-Star break because we're going to be grinding out content from now until MLB All-Star break. So we got like five and a half months before we actually have day-to-day kind of days off. So here we go. Buckle up. It's going to be a long run here, but today, I don't know about you, I'm happy that we've actually got a pretty good slate. Sometimes the NBA can come off of a break and maybe only have like a two or three gamer, but a pretty solid slate for us today. So that's what we're going to get in the podcast. So let's get to it. Let's help you out. Let's build some lineups. I know we're excited about it. So we're going to start, of course, using FanDuel as our reference on the positions. And obviously, we'll be referencing DraftKings and Fantasy Draft salaries as we go along as well today. But I like to go positional. Some pods go game by game. That's fine. Not me. I am a positional guy. So we start at point guard tonight. And I think that there's definitely some chalk on this slate at this position and maybe several positions tonight. And we obviously have pay up spots with Durant, LeBron, Steph, Russell Westbrook, Embiid, and there's definitely going to be some value on this slate, and I think it's going to start at this position where I'll have a tough time not putting Emmanuel Mudiay into most of my lineups today. He's expected to draw the start, and we've seen him, when he gets significant minutes, do pretty well. I mean, his one big minute game versus Indiana, he scored 32 fantasy points in 29 minutes. The Knicks, they are in a part of Tankapalooza, which we'll talk a little bit about later. But getting Mudiay on the court, it makes all the sense in the world. It does not make any sense to be playing Jarrett Jack at this point in time. You traded for this guy. He's got more of a future with them. So I expect to see Mudiay out there for upwards of 30 minutes tonight. And if he plays that at 4,400 on DraftKings, 9,500 on Fantasy Draft, and 4,600 on FanDuel, I think he's going to be a lock and load versus a terrible Orlando team. Now, that second point guard spot for me is a little bit trickier. I don't know if there's quote-unquote chalk anywhere, but there's certainly some guys that, you know, we're going to want to look at. Westbrook against Sacramento should be fine. I am a little bit worried about the tempo in this one. Sacramento does play pretty slow. It is a road game, but he's definitely, you know, 50, 60 fantasy point guy pretty easily most nights. I think I prefer LeBron over him. I think in tournaments, you can certainly make the case that you're going to get a lot less ownership on Westbrook than you will on LeBron today, but I might be wrong on that. But so he's fine. But I my initial build that I went with, he was not my point guard two today. I saved a little bit and went back to that same game. And I think it's DJ Augustine at 5,400 here against the Knicks. Now, yes, he is sharing some time with Sheldon Mack, but played upwards of 30 minutes this last game before the All-Star break. Wasn't a great day, but the Knicks, another team that's not very good, but has that mid-30s upside. And I kind of like that middle tier here today. So I think Augustine's going to be my preferred target here today, but there's a few other ways you can definitely go. One could be Austin Rivers, Golden State Clippers game, 232, a monster total in this one. And he's been playing just monster minutes, 35, 35, 33, double-digit shot attempts in five consecutive games. I don't think he's a great player because he plays all those minutes and doesn't get you 30 fantasy points very often, but maybe this is a spot where that can change. Again, 5,100 on FanDuel, 51 on DraftKings, 11,500 on Fantasy Draft. Probably the right salary there. I'm not as interested in him on Fantasy Draft tonight. I do think Steph Curry is in play. This feels like a pretty low price for him. He's down to 9,300. And you look at the salaries on him previously, 96, 10-2, 98, 9-7, 9,300. I'm going to go through here. I think this is the lowest salary we've had on... Okay, we had the lowest salary for Steph Curry since... the 18th of November in a game against Philadelphia where he was 9K. Otherwise, 9,300, lowest salary he's been. So we're buying him on the cheap in a game that's got a 235 total. Yes, Steph, you know, he hasn't been putting up monster games. He's kind of in the upper 30s, low 40s, but certainly is a guy who can go off. And I don't have a problem really using him here in this high total game at that salary. So I like him on FanDuel at that number. DraftKings, 9,800 is probably a pass for me. 18,900, all right on fantasy draft, but again, not a must play there. Other names for us to maybe consider, Dinwiddie, but again, Russell's starting to get more minutes. But he's a guy who's just locked in his own minutes for sure as the starter. So he's not terrible at, what, 7K today over on FanDuel. DraftKings, you get him a little cheaper at 67. The interesting name is Chris Dunn. I don't think I can go there in cash because I'm still worried about playing time for him. But at 6,400 on FanDuel, here's a guy who was putting up big numbers before that concussion. I mean, into the 50s. And I want to say that was when LaVine was out. Don't quote me on that one for sure, but that's my concern with him is Zach LaVine is now playing, and Zach LaVine likes to kind of be a ball hog too. So I think Dunn, though, does a lot in the steals category. You know, he fills it up way more than LaVine does. He's not dependent on scoring by any measure. So I think he's interesting in tournaments. Now, they said there's not a minutes restriction. I think he played in the Rising Stars Challenge or whatever this weekend. But, you know, if you told me I'm going to get 30 minutes from Dunn at 6,400, I'm pretty much in on him on Philadelphia. But I still am concerned it might be only 25 or so. But Justin Holiday, Jerry and Grant, those guys pretty much out of the rotation right now. It's, again, Chicago just packing it in. David Nwaba going to be getting the start. So I think he's kind of interesting for GPPs. I don't really see me taking a stab on him in cash games. All right, let's go over to shooting guard here. And yeah, if you can get Bradley Beal against a terrible Cleveland defense, I get it. Problem is he's really priced up right now at 9,500 on FanDuel, 94 on DraftKings. Fantasy draft, I think at 16,900 is actually a pretty good value and is going to be more in play over there. Again, just going to probably take 20 some odd shots again today. He's been over 40 fantasy points three of the last four games. And yeah, Cleveland, even though they changed their team up, I don't think defensively they're particularly great. So he's a spend up, but he didn't crack my first iteration. But on Fantasy Draft tonight, our sponsor site, I think you can give him some consideration for sure. I actually like Tim Hardaway Jr. here. You know, before the All-Star break, he went absolutely bonkers, scored 37 real-life points versus Washington, 14 of 24 shooting, five boards and assist, a couple of steals. And, you know, this Knicks team without Porzingis going against an Orlando team that's pretty dreadful. Now, I'm not going to lie. I would have thought that this total would have been a little higher than 211, okay? Orlando's really bad defensively. And let me see what the line is on this one. We've got Orlando favored by 4. I mean, the fact that Orlando's favored by any margin is kind of surprising, but I do think that Hardaway Jr. at 6,200 on FanDuel is kind of interesting to me. 63 on DraftKings, 13-4 on Fantasy Draft, I think is actually probably overpriced, but where you have to roster 2 on FanDuel, I think I like him. D'Angelo Russell at 100 cheaper is kind of interesting, but the minutes still somewhat in question, but starting to get more aggressive offensively, so I can buy it. The 7K range on FanDuel, you got LaVine, you got Lou Williams. Probably either of these two guys are going to be fine. I mean, Lou Williams in a high-scoring game, you know, he seems to be safe for mid-30s. He's been, 33 fantasy points or more in 3 of his last 4 games. And one of those came against Boston, who's pretty good defensively. Philly's not bad defensively. Detroit, they're not so good defensively anymore. But he's fine at 7K. Like, I don't have a problem with him. Let's check the other sites. 69 DraftKings, 12-8 Fantasy Draft. Again, if you want to stack that game up, you know, certainly LA is not playing particularly deep on their bench. So you can play their starters, and you look at the minutes, you know, they're getting a lot. And, you know, technically he's not a starter, but plays starters minutes. He's the one bench guy who is going to give you over 30 minutes. And then Zach LaVine against Philly. 7,100 on FanDuel, 7K DraftKings, 12-5 Fantasy Draft. He's just a volume shooter. 17, 16, 26, 18, 18. Those are his attempts the last 5 games. So I don't expect that to change too much. I think he's certainly a guy we got to look at here tonight. You know, I'm not buying J.R. Smith. I know he scored over 30 fantasy points in the 2 games since kind of that trade. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not buying it at all. I mean, 6 rebounds in each of those 2 games. What, 6 of 9 from 3-point range, 3 of 4 from 3-point range. Certainly that's his game, but he's cheap at 4,800, 47 and 88, but I'm not really buying him today. Our ownership projections are not really buying him today. Bogdan Bogdanovic is kind of interesting. His minutes have certainly been on the rise here, over 30 in what looks like 5 consecutive games. Has scored over 30 fantasy points in 4 of those 5 games. Only 5,600 on DraftKings, 6K FanDuel, 11-3 fantasy draft. Nobody gets excited playing Bogdan Bogdanovic, but the dude's actually putting up some fantasy points, so I don't hate him here tonight. J.J. Redick, I think, is interesting for tournaments. I don't feel completely like he's not a cash game play because the floor appears pretty high for him. 5 games in a row, he scored, 24 fantasy points or more, but hasn't really gone crazy for like a 40 or 50 burger. But 5,300 is a pretty reasonable salary on DraftKings, 51 on FanDuel, 9,800 on Fantasy Draft. Terrible defense there in Chicago. So, I'd rather probably have him than pay 1,300 more for Klay Thompson. Now, in a GPP, you could make the case Klay gets hot. Maybe he goes for like 45 fantasy points. But it's pretty unlikely that you're going to see J.J. Redick do that. I get that kind of argument behind it. But Thompson just hasn't had many of those games. Just not featured in that light. So I actually kind of like Redick a little bit. Courtney Lee, he's featured, I guess. You know, 33 minutes each of our last game against Washington. I guess revenge here against Orlando, 47 on DraftKings, 91 on Fantasy Draft, and 42 on FanDuel. Maybe. I mean, I don't love him. Just super, just not the most efficient player. And we're starting to see that again. Earlier in the year, he was doing more. He was getting into the 30s consistently, but I'm not sold on his role yet. So we've got him at pretty high ownership today on our ownership projections, but I'm not buying it myself. Moving on to small forward, and you got a punt option in David Nwaba here today. He's going to draw the start for Chicago, 3,500 on FanDuel and DraftKings, and under 7K on Fantasy Draft. I mean, he's a stars and scrubbed play for you. I just question how productive this dude is really going to be. Can he get you into the mid-20s? Yes, and you know, at 3,500, that's really all you need. I think a lot of people are going to play him. I think the question is, do you want to play him at 3,500 or do you want to play Felicio in Chicago, who's getting the start at center for 3,500? And I think I'd rather have Felicio between those two. Because I think LeBron is a lock and load today. You know, Cleveland, this is just a team that, you know, they've got so many moving parts now, but the one constant's going to be LeBron, and he's going to put up some big numbers the second half of the season, and who knows, might even make a run at the MVP if Cleveland kind of gets hot here. But at 11-6, I love him, and I love Durant tonight too at 10-7. Again, a guy who just does so much for this team. And, you know, the minutes kind of down for him a little bit before the All-Star break. He had the monster game versus Portland. But, you know, the games prior to that, 29, 28, 29, 30 minutes. This game versus the Clippers, though, 10-point spread at home, I kind of expected to be a little bit larger than that. So maybe it's competitive enough coming off the All-Star break. You know, Durant gets going here today at 10-7. It's a pretty good salary on him tonight. So I might pay up for both of those two guys, but you can make the argument for Nwaba at 3,500, maybe even Denzel Valentine at 38, but I'm not in love with either of those two. And that's the problem. Like, where else are we really going? I'm not playing Osman. I don't trust him one bit. Beasley at 7K is a big number on him. 71 on DraftKings, 14.6 on Fantasy Draft. Now, to be fair, when he's been playing, it's 35, 33, 38, 38. Like, massive shot totals, 24, 17, 16, and still doing enough rebounding, 11 and 13 in two of the last three games. So the matchups there versus Orlando, he did have a little bit of an ear infection the other day, but I think he's okay to play. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm fine with him tonight. There's no question, based on the matchup, that he should be good to go. Again, that total, though, a little bit lower than I kind of expected, so that's a little bit worrisome. I'd probably rather pay $500 less for him than going up to Otto Porter, who's been really good the last three games, 38, 33, 49 heading into the All-Star break. Two of those came against New York, Chicago. Cleveland, again, not a great defensive team, but I'd probably prefer Beasley over him. I think the other name that I'm giving a lot of consideration to tonight is Gallinari in that high totaled game. 11-5 on Fantasy Draft, 61 DraftKings, 63 FanDuel. Minutes have just been huge. 40, 34, 40, the three games before the All-Star break. And again, they're not playing a deep bench right now. They actually got a kind of legitimate shot to sneak into the playoffs, believe it or not, in that Western Conference. So Gallinari, tough game here against Golden State, no question. Some blowout potential, but with so many points expected in that one, I think we've got to give him a look. All right, moving on to power forward, and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson's going to be out once again today, so Quincy Acey should draw the start. He's Quincy Acey, not much to get excited about. He's under 4K on FanDuel, 8,500 on Fantasy Draft. I don't see it, because his ceiling is what, like 25 fantasy points maybe tonight? Ceiling. So I guess he got to 30 against the Clippers a couple days ago, so we should make that his ceiling. But that also included three steals that day, which he's not going to do more times than not. I mean, he's cheap. Stars and scrub it up if you want. Not my favorite choice here at this position. I think that Tobias Harris, for me, is a preferred target. Guy who's really taking on a bunch of scoring. Again, high-tempo game. I've talked about it a ton here today. And Doc Rivers trusts this guy, and I expect him to be the guy that's going to score some points for them once again in this game, under 7K. So I really like that salary on him tonight. LeBissier should return, but I don't think we can go there tonight. You know, Draymond Green, super safe, but the price is kind of up on him, 86 on FanDuel. AK on DraftKings with that flexibility is nice. Fantasy Draft is probably really where you want to play him at 14.5 over there. I think he fits that build extremely well. So I like Draymond over there. Markieff Morris, little concerned about the minutes of late. But the problem is the salary is not that high. It's at 6K. And I think he can get you into the mid-30s. We've seen that on numerous occasions here. Coming off the All-Star break, bad defensive team in Cleveland. 54 on DraftKings, 10-4 on Fantasy Draft. I don't mind him tonight. I think he's definitely a guy I could target. And also Carmelo Anthony at 6,100. Nobody gets excited rostering Melo, but the two games prior to the break, 18 and 22 shot attempts. That's what you like to see from this guy. He's a volume shooter. We need him to, you know, do some scoring if he wants to make value. I'm not paying 13-1 on fantasy draft for him, I'll tell you that much. But on FanDuel at 6,100, where you got a roster two, or DraftKings at 58, he does make a little bit of sense. Aaron Gordon should return today. I think on DraftKings, you can play him at 7,400. That's a really cheap tag. Fantasy draft, 13-7. Like, yeah, you're playing him at 13-7. What did I just say? Melo was 13-1 over there. So on FanDuel, though, that $8,500 number is too much. I think I'd rather pay $500 more and just go up and get Ben Simmons, or just stay at that range and take Draymond Green. But huge upside for him for sure, and that's maybe how you hedge it. You play him on DraftKings fantasy draft, and you don't play him on FanDuel. I think Larry Nance is interesting here today because, again, I'm not sold on Tristan Thompson being the answer, or Osman, you know, being the answer. He's going to slide in, and we saw him get 24 minutes this last game against Oklahoma City. And played really well. 9 rebounds and scored 13 points, 3 block shots, 35 fantasy points in just 24 minutes. I think Osman's going to find his way on the bench eventually, and it's probably going to be him. FanDuel, they got him up there a little bit at 56, so I think that makes it a pretty tough play in the minutes. But on DraftKings at 4,800, that's probably the spot where I'm looking most at him. Fantasy draft 9,200 is probably about the right number. But DK, I think you can make the argument that maybe this is the game for him to get some more run. And if that's the case, getting ahead of the game there. All right, let's move to the center position. And, you know, we've got Felicio here, who the Bulls, you know, gave this guy big money in the offseason, like $35 million bucks or something. Now, he gets Embiid, which is not a really good matchup. But, and I say that not because Embiid's good at defense, just because you're really prone to getting in foul trouble. But at 3K on DraftKings, at 3,500 on FanDuel, I've always said it on DK in particular, if you have a pulse in your 3K as a starter, like, it's pretty hard not to make the case that you just play the guy, because it doesn't take really anything to make your 6X at 3K. Like, can you get 18, 20 fantasy points? Yeah, I think you can. And I think Felicio probably will today. And this is just full-on tank mode by the Bulls, which is smart. Don't tell anybody that you're in full-on tank mode. Otherwise, you'll probably be fined, what, 600K like Mark Cuban was? But if you just go out and do it, there's nothing the NBA can do about it. So I kind of like Felicio today. He's going to make some builds, certainly on DraftKings today. Fantasy draft at 6,300, and the roster flexibility there makes him a great play. And FanDuel, you only got one choice, though, at center. You only get one. So, now, again, I don't discourage you from playing some of those other games that allow you to roster more. But on their main slate of games, you can only play one. Embiid, I mean, I don't really see a situation outside of a blowout where this guy doesn't score, like, 49 to 50 fantasy points. Like, we got him projected at 49.71. It's probably like a 50 fantasy point game for him tonight. And if you can lock in 50, you usually do it. DraftKings, he's under 10K. Fantasy draft, he's 17.5. FanDuel at 10.2. Really like him tonight. You don't have to play him, obviously, because you got value at these other spots. But, man, this feels like a complete and utter smash spot. So he is one of the guys on my list today. I think that Dwight Howard, you can make a case for. Maybe a little bit more on DraftKings and on fantasy draft. Fantasy draft 15-4, I like that number, compared to the 9K we got him on FanDuel, 84 on DraftKings. Feels like this could be another 20 and 15 spot for him against Brooklyn and the likes of Jarrett Allen down low. Cantor could be, you know, is really late in that second or last like month of the year. Dude played really well, gets Orlando tonight, and it looks like Vooch is going to be back here today, which that doesn't hurt him one bit. He's not any good on defense at all. The price is a little bit up on him, 7,500, 76 on DraftKings, 13.9 on fantasy draft. I don't mind him, but not really making my builds as of right now. And that's the other thing with Vooch, too. I don't know about minutes. I think I just got to wait and see where that ends up here tonight before I start plugging him into my lineups. All right, we gave you 25 minutes of DFS talk on this Thursday slate. Mangone's got you covered tomorrow on the podcast, so make sure you tune in. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Remember, check them out today. 7.5% rake on their pick and roll tournament tonight. Give them a look. Make that deposit. Promo code Grinders, or just click through one of the links on our site, and you'll get the best bonus you're going to find pretty much anywhere. So, and it helps us out as well in terms of supporting this podcast and the community, and bringing you all the cool stuff, you know, tools and different aspects. And we got a lot of stuff coming here soon. And as the media director, I'm excited about something that's long overdue on that front. So cross your fingers we get it here in the next couple of weeks. But we're already ramping up for baseball season. We're already figuring out what content we're going to be ramping up for that season. So remember, if you're a premium subscriber, you get access to all of our things. So you can go seasonal. If you're just an NBA guy, you can subscribe to NBA. But if you're playing all the sports, you know, telling you, that annual subscription, it's like, what, $300, I think? And it covers everything we do, where I know some competitors who do great work, don't get me wrong, they're like charging you that much for a season. And then they, you know, also charge you for their optimizers and whatnot. We include all that, all the sports into one package. 7-day free trial, as always, with our premium content. So check it out. I think you will enjoy it. I'm out of here. Good luck tonight and throughout the weekend. I'll be back on Monday, and we'll keep the grind going. Stan Bach wishing you best of luck, and see you.